Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We have a very, very special treat. We're going to be studying, as is Hashem Yisbarach, the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchak. And we are going to be learning the Perushah of Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook in his Siddur Olas Re'iyah. And there is a Sefer out called Emunas Itenu, written by a resident here of the Rova Yehudi, Harav Tzvi Yisrael Tau. And he wrote a commentary to the commentary of Rav Cook. So he expands upon the words of Rav Cook. So we're going to be making use of that, Bezus Hashem. And the shir should be a schus for refuah for Daniela Masha Bas Yiskarocha B'soch Shachol LeYisrael, and for the Pidyon Shvuyim of Gilad Ben Aviva and Yehonasan Ben Malka, and for Zarishel Kayam for Esti Sarah Bas Ariela and his Ben Shoshana Rezel, and Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rochel B'soch Sha'ar Yisrael has Kukin with Pre-Bottom. Rabosei Yikarim, there's a very famous story about Rav Cook, that when David Cohen was a math professor in Switzerland, and he met Rav Cook one night, and they stayed up late talking. Early the next morning, he woke up and he heard Rav Cook saying the words of the Akedah with fire, and he said to himself when he heard that, "Now I have found for myself a Rebbe." Rav Cook, as is well known, his davening was Le'elo, Le'elo, was on a madrega of malachim, or probably higher, and he had a special kesher to the Akedah, which he said every morning, as is printed in the Sidurim. So we are going to be learning his perush, which I read in one sefer, I don't remember who said it, but he said there's no way that the perush of Rav Cook to the Akedah was not written for Ruach HaKodesh. So we're going to be zocha to be learning these very, very spiritual words. It says in the pasuk, "Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela," and it was after, this is Parshas Vayera at the end, "Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ela," and it was after these things. The pasuk doesn't tell us what these things are. So Rav Kook says, "Hame'ora gadol asher niyali yisod ha'aliyah ruchanit shel kol ha'anoshiyut kula," this great event that was the foundation of the spiritual elevation of all of mankind. Shehu nisayon ha'akedah, the test of the Akedah, shepo'al lahotzi et al or ha'chayim et tu'ufat ha'ruach hayoter kedosha, that worked to take out the light of life, that worked to bring out to the light of life the flying of the spirit that was more than holy, or extremely holy. Hadveka be'Elohim Chayim, that clings to the living God, b'chol levava, b'chol nafsha, u'v'chol me'oda, that clings to the living God with all of its heart, all of its soul, and all of its everything. So this is not about the bittul of life. It is not about the nullification of life, this event. Rather, this mesiris nefesh is about the elevation of life. Te'ufas ha'ruach ha'yoseh kedosha, the elevation of the spirit that is so extremely holy, that is clinging to the Elohim Chaim, to the living God. So this is an event that elevates mankind forever, the Akedah of Yitzchak. That's how the Rav begins. And he says, what does it mean, vayhi achar advarim ha'ela? He says, kol ma she'avra al osot tzadik miyom hibaro, everything that happened to Avram Avinu until now, ubaofin Yosef klali kol ma she'avra al ha'matzli kulo, and more generally, everything that happened to all of existence, to all of creation, to the whole world until this day, hu hechsher lekrat ha'me'ora ha'nora hazeh, is preparing for this great and awesome moment. Hanoten sura mafliya u'meira lechol ha'yakum, that gives a wondrous and shining form to all of the universe. Ad sheyesh yachas lechol eila el ha'inyan ha'nefla hazeh, until everything relates to this great event, lekasher otam elav v'lomar achar hadvarim ha'ela, to connect to this event and say after these things. In other words, if you look in the other mefarshim, they have other explanations as to what it means by achar hadvarim ha'ela. Rav Kook says, achar hadvarim ha'ela means everything that ever happened to Avram Avinu, and everything that ever happened since the creation of the world, was all leading up, was all a precursor for this great event. Continues the pasuk, "Va'elohim nisa et Avraham." God tested Avram. Gvul yesh lechofesh haratzon. There is a limit to the freeing, the freedom, better, of the will. Shehu mitbalet b'tchunata shel ha'bchira b'chol makom shehu nimtza. That it is extraordinary. It stands out in its midah, in its character of free choice, everywhere that it is. In other words, in English, if you've noticed, if you didn't know until now, Rav Kook's Hebrew is quite poetic. So what Rav Kook here is saying is that man has free will. And that's the only way that it's possible for man to grow, by using his free will in order to do the right thing. And that's one of the yesodos of our emunah, that man has free will, and that's chofesh haratzon. We have bechira, we have free choice, we have freedom to act as we wish, everywhere we are. The ruchnius of a person is built from three parts. Number one, the neshama. Number two, the ruach. And number three, the nefesh. The neshama is the highest and most absolutely spiritual part of man. A godly creation that adds much light and strength to a person. And because it's so high and so elevated and so holy, Rav Kook writes in Ol Asri and Chelek Aleph, page Resh Nun, "Yevshal klal shikanes b'shlemutah levaguf." It's impossible for this neshama to enter into the body, into your seichel, into your ratzon. Rak meir mimena ol b'nitzot ha-seichel ha-murgash baguf. There is just a spark of it in your brain, in your intellect, that's felt in the body. Because of its greatness, the neshama can't completely enter the body. Just the spark. So that's what makes us special. That's the pnimius of every person, the neshama. And it remains pure and holy. Neshama shenasata bi tahiri. The neshama that you gave me is pure. So it's hiding in its deepest, in the deepest recesses of man, and its light is not exposed and revealed in life. That's the neshama. The nefesh is the external part of ruchnius that turns towards the body and reveals itself in the psychological makeup of man, in his qualities, in his kochos, in his chushim, in his senses, in his predilections and inclinations, in his midos, and in his temperament. That's the nefesh. So you have the neshama, the highest, the most holy, that can't completely go into the body. The nefesh, which is, we described, psychology, psychology of a person, his inclinations, etc., his midos. And then there's the ruach, the spirit. The spirit is the bridge that combines between these two. The spirit is the means, the avenue, by through which the person's neshama is revealed in the kochos achayim, in his life, in his practical life, in his inclinations, and in his feelings. As Rav Kook writes in Ol Asri and Chelek Aleph, page Resh Mem Tes, al yedei haruach misromemes hanefesh umamshich olav yoser or haneshama. Through the spirit, the nefesh is elevated, and it draws onto the nefesh the light of the neshama. And because of that, in the expanse of the spirit of the ruach, we find the choosing being. Halev u'mishkan haruach, writes Rav Kook. The heart is the repository of the spirit. V'ikar ha'bchira v'reishit yisoda u'bchinat haruach. And the ikar choice, the main free choice, and it's the beginning of its foundation, is the spirit. Shehu madvegat ha'adam. That is the level of man, that's what defines man. Man is a chooser. That is the ani atzmi, the essence of man that can choose if he wants to live a life of godliness and all of his deeds, thoughts, and speech. So that's how man develops himself. Man develops himself through the ruach, by using his ruach, which is again the connection between the neshama and the nefesh, and that's where man's free choice lies. Because the neshama is the pure spirituality, the nefesh is the chitzonius of ruchnius, the psychological makeup of man, and the ruach is what connects the two. And the better, the more neshama, the ruach brings down to the nefesh, the more you're going to make spiritual choices. The less neshama the ruach brings down to the nefesh, the more we're not going to make spiritual choices. But it all depends on the ruach. Is the ruach going to be a good bridge? So that's all the average person. The average person has bechira chofshis. I always say, why are Jews so enamored with the idea of bechira chofshis, a free choice? So the answer I like to give is because it's free. People, Jews like things that are free. Baruch Hashem. So that's in general. In general, we have free choice. However, that's how we began this sentence. Gvul yesh lechofesh haratzon. There is a limit to the freedom of will. Shumet balek, that sticks out between atashal abchira in its character of choice. B'chol makom shumet sa, wherever it's found. You're right, we have free choice, but there's a limit to the free choice we have. Sometimes we think we're choosing, but we're really not. Gam, omer harav, be'otan ha'ofa'ot, שאנו חושבים אותם לחופשיות מצד הרצון הבחירי של האדם, those appearances, those actions that we do, that we think that they're really free, that they're done because of man's free choice, יש בהם בעומק הווייתן דברים מכריחים שהם נסתרים ונעלמים מן העין. They have in the depths of their being things that force and compel a person to act in a certain way that are hidden from the human eye. In other words, in those hofa'ot, in those appearances, in those revelations of our lives that we think are chofshi mitzad haratzon habechira shel ha'adam, that man is choosing willingly, it's not true. Very often in the depths of their being, there are things that are hidden that compel a person to act in a certain way. So our free choice, which we think is completely free, there's a limit to its freedom. A lot of times, man is compelled to act in certain ways. It's a good limud zchus for when we don't act in the right way. Some people just don't always have control. Of course, we have to try to develop that control. But sometimes there are hidden things that force us to act in a certain way, to blow up, to be lazy, whatever midos there might be, to do the right thing. There's certain things sometimes that compel us to act in a certain way. So it's not necessarily our bechira. That is why, explains the Rav, the Torah begins the story of the Akedah with the words, V'alokim nisa as Avram. God tested Abraham. In order for the test to be a real test, a person has to be acting completely from free will. There can be nothing compelling him to do what is either right or wrong. And that's why since Hashem wanted Misas Avram, He wanted to test Avram. The only way it could be a real test is if Avram had absolute free will. Aval yodea ta'alumot baruch hu asher lefanav niglu kol matzpunim. But he who knows secrets, who in front of him everything is, all the hidden things are revealed. He wanted, God wanted to reveal to the light of existence all the holy light, Et kol ha-netzach v'asiguv. All of what is eternal and sublime. Hatamun v'ganuz b'nishmato ha-gdola shel Avraham. That is hidden and stored in the high holy neshama of Abraham. God wanted nisayon min noshon nes, la'alot al nes, to raise on a banner, to elevate a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to elevate Avram Avinu. So how does he do that? Letzorech ze hofi alav ratzon chofshi muchlat. Because of this, appeared upon him complete free will. Bilati mekushar b'shum hechreach pnimi o chitzoni. Not connected to anything that would compel him, neither internally nor externally. Kedei she'atzmiuto ha-pnimit ha-bilti tluya tofia po behadar geon uza. In order that his internal strength, that it's completely not dependent on anything else, should appear in all of its glory. So the words ha-Elokim nisa is what Avram Avinu, what Hashem did to Avram Avinu, to free him from any external compelling force. Anything, any hashpos, anything that ever happened in his life that would be mashpi on him, to act in a certain way, Hashem freed him from that, in order that it should be a complete test, a true test, v'zei yisod ha-nisyon v'rum gova, and that's really the foundation of the test, in all of its loftiness. But now Avraham Avinu acted completely out of free will. Pasuk continues, Vayomer Eilav, and God said to him, Avraham, Abraham. So you read this pasuk, I read this pasuk, and we say, B'say. He called his name, nothing to say. Who does Rav Kook say? What does it mean when God calls somebody by name? You know what it means? God is giving him complete individuality. In the words of Rav Tao Shlita, "Hapniya el Elokit el Avraham b'shmo el yichudo ve'atzniuto hi amira po'elet ha'omeret lo heye ma she'ata." God turning to Avram by name, to his uniqueness, to his essence, to his individuality, are words that tell Avram, "Be who you are." Amod al taharat atzmiutcha. Become the pure, pure essential self. Gale et melo ishiutcha enoshit. Reveal your pure, complete humanness with all of your kochos and all of your netios and all of your inclinations and all of your feelings. God wants it to be a test, a real test. How is it a test? If Avram is an individual. Because there are great people who in their lives are completely devoted to the clown. They can't think about themselves. The story is told that they once asked Rav Kook to daven for his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, so that Rav Tzvi Yehuda should have children. Rachmana litzlan, Rav Tzvi Yehuda never had children. So Rav Kook said, I can't daven for myself. If I'm davening for my son, I'm davening for myself. And lo mesugal. Rav Kook was such an isha klal that he wasn't capable of davening for himself or for his son, which is davening for himself. So writes the Rav, Ka'ashir sarei kodesh elyonim, when these holy people who don't look at themselves, who are living for the klal, they, all they care about is revealing the word of God and the name of God in the world. Harbez zmanim yeshnam b'chayehem. There are many times in their lives she'em einam klal mukarim la'atzman b'tor atzmiyut miyuchada she'yesh la'havaya v'inyan v'kal v'chomer tshuka shifa v'chefetz pratiim. There are many times in their lives that they themselves, they're not their individual selves who have any existence. And certainly any desires, yearnings, ambitions that are private, that are individual. All they're thinking about is the klal, like the Chafetz Chaim, who was poresh from Olam HaZeh when he was writing the Mishnah Berurah. The Gra knew that his whole, all the future of Klal Yisrael depended on his Avodas Hashem. So he wasn't living for the Gra. Sometimes you have people living in Eretz Yisrael who don't have any private lives, any personal lives. Everything is for the Klal. Az amnam koteva Rav Kook be'ota tchuna klalit. Then, in the emotional state that these people are in, ein shum beirul shel mahut atzmit v'shel ratzon atzmi b'chri chofshi. There is no essential self. There's no desire, personal desires, wishes, choice. Ki yesh kan havaya klalit. All they're worried about is the klal. And now Rav Kook speaks a little bit even more poetic than normal. Nimshechet b'shitfei nokach rei or ein sof. It's drawn in flowing light after the light of the Ein Sof. Ratzon tzadik chaye chayim, the will of the tzadik, the life of all lives. All olamim kulam, the light of all the worlds. So they don't have, these people, any free, any personal lives. It's all about God. It's all about the klal. So this is a very sublime level. But then these people don't have Bechira Chavshis anymore. Because there's something compelling them to forget about themselves. Then it's not a choice. Not a real choice. Because if all you can think about is the klal, you're obsessed with the klal, you're obsessed with Hashem. And you're not yourself. You don't feel connected to your own needs. So then when you're told by Hashem to do something, it's not such a big choice. Of course you're going to do what He says. וכדי לתמם את חזון הניסיון בכל עמקו בגבורתו, in order to complete this test in all of its depths and its strength, קרא אלוהים אליו אברהם. God called him to his individuality. He made him an Abraham, a person. בקריאה קדושה זו הוטבעה עצמיות בתוכו. In this holy kriya, when he called him out, when he called out Avraham, Avraham, he made him a personality. Feel your individuality. Be who you are as a person. V'chol ha'chafatzim, ha'ritzonot v'ashifot, all of the desires, the wills, the ambitions, ha'kshurim l'pratiyuto, that were connected to Avraham's individuality, hitgalu v'chol oz gvuratam v'godlam, revealed in all of their great strength and glory, power. עד כדי ההכשרה לגלות את האופי הרצוני החופשי של ענק עולם זה, שזוהי מידת הניסיון הנשגב. Until this prepared Avram to reveal his true free will of this giant of the world, and that was the Nisayon. So what's Vayomer Elav Avraham? What does it mean Vayomer Elav Avraham? Vayomer Elav Avraham means, I want you to be Avraham. I want you to be yourself. I want you to be an individual, a strong individual, with your own will and desire. And now it's going to be a test. We think that a person who is Mosa Nefesh, he's weakening himself. He's lowering himself. He's submissive. But it's not true. It's punfakert. A person who has true mesiris nefesh is not mevatel yesh, he's not mashpil himself. He strengthens his metzius, his teva, and he elevates him to the highest madrega. It says that there were 10 adoras from Nortan to Avram, and Avram took the schar of all of them. Meaning all of those kochos that were revealed in the earlier generations of what Chazal called Tohu, and were active and rishus and pros and wildness and wickedness, Avram elevated everything to Avodas Hashem. Avram Avinu all of his life was involved in general tasks outside of his own personal life. He was mefitz. He spread the name of God. Vayishalchu migoyel goyim ha'amloch el ha'macher. He went from nation to nation. He had mulchamos, literal mulchamos, spiritual mulchamos. And he forgot about himself. The Avos, Rav Kook writes, in his Igros, Igros Ariyach, Chelek Aleph Amud Kuftes, Nasu Nafsham, La'ideali Yitakula B'Knesset Yisrael, Gam Kodem Shiyatzam in HaKoach El HaPoel. They elevated their souls to the idealization that is in the ideal state that is included in Knesset Yisrael, the collective of Am Yisrael, that spiritual being, unity, even before it was brought to its potential. So this Mesiris Nefesh wasn't, even though it's very wonderful, but that's not the apex, that's not the peak, it's not the zenith. Yes, Avraham Avinu was Moser Nafsho B'Kiv Shanashin or Kazdin. He was Mevater on his personal life, on his feelings, on his loves, on Musar, on the ideals, everything, he's willing to die. That's beautiful. It's beautiful, Mesiris Nefesh. However, the Akeda is to bring him to an even higher Madrega. It's not a matter of being vater on yourself, being mochel on yourself, self-sacrifice. Here it's not about self-sacrifice. Here it's about becoming yourself. And through becoming yourself, the strengthening of yourself is the giving to God. Here this is an Isayon where Hashem wanted to elevate Avraham Avinu even more. Not to be mevater on his personal life. Not to forego his own individuality. To die for God. But here, to strengthen himself. To strengthen his individuality, his own desire, and his own will. And in that state of mind, to sacrifice his son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't have been such a big kunz if he would have done it as Avram was Moser Nefesh. He doesn't have a life. It's Bechal, not his son. He's Avram of the cloud. That's what God says. That's what God wants. He's not looking at his son. But he's saying, no, I want you to be Avram. Avram, the father of Yitzchak. Avram is an individual. And through being yourself and strengthening yourself, I want you to be, do, perform the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh. So that's Vayomer Elav Avram, be strong, be yourself. And now the test is going to be a true test. And if you pass, you're going to elevate yourself to the most lofty of planes. Continues the pasuk, Vayomer Hineini. Abraham answered, Hineini, here I am. Mitoch chirdat kodesh of Dvar Hashem, from the fear of the awesome holiness of God, the Word of God, rikez atzmo oto tzadik al pi hakriya Elohit shiyehu atzmo mashehu be'otzem havayato apratit al pi kriyat shmo Avraham. Avraham focused on the calling of God, that he himself should be in the essence of his being, of his individuality, as he was called in the name Avram. In other words, Hashem said, Avram, and he said, Hineini, I'm here, meaning, I'm ready. I'm ready to be the complete Avram. And all that that entails, with all of the kochos of Avram, and all of the lat, and all of the enthusiasm, and all of the fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the quality of the energetic soul of Avram Avinu. I want all of that now to be expressed. I want to be the real Avram, as you called me, God. I'm ready. Normally when a person's Moser Nefesh, he goes from the Pratius to the Klalius. He goes from his individuality to the community. He leaves his personal needs and desires, and he wants to expand the matters of the community, the ideal that he's working towards. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Here, Mesiras Nefesh of Avram is in the opposite direction. He went from the klal, which was the entire focus of Avram Avinu, and now he looked into his personal life, his own feelings, his love for his son, family relationships. So since Avram Avinu had such elevated Yirat Shamayim, he was able to do that. He was able to go from his own focus of being concerned about the klal to being Hineni, I am Avram Avinu. I'm not thinking about the klal. I'm myself, I'm an individual. What would you like, God? Mitoch omer selazenech masu perum k'tushat kol shifotah belatzmiuto. By saying this, he entered in the exalted holiness of all of his ambitions to his essence. Ve'achnasa, the essence of his being. Ve'achnasa tzmit kazot sheba mitoch ha'chirdot ha'elyona ledvar Hashem shel yirei Elokim ha'elyon. And this personal entrance that comes from the elevated fear of the word of Hashem, of He who is the highest of the fears of God. So here we have Avram Avinu, who's Yerushimayim. He was a Yorei Elokim Elyon. He had such Yerushimayim. He was Moser Nefesh and Rekazdim. He was willing to be thrown in the burning furnace. He was able to stand against Nimrod and the Gedolei Olam. He spoke in the name of truth and justice. He fought against the culture, the idolatry. He was an iconoclast, worldwide idolatry. And he spread the word of God and the purity of godly ethics. And the purity of God. God is not a person. God doesn't have a body. Continues Rav Kook. He choderet va'amukah. So this was penetrating and very deep. So he was continuing from the earlier sentence that he went back and bachnasat smit zot sheba mitoch ha'chirdut ha'elyona ledvar Hashem shel yirei Elokim ve'elyona. He choderet va'amukah. When Avraham Avinu says this, when he says Hineini, all of a sudden this feeling of individuality of this great man of Avram, of the great Moser Nefesh, it penetrated to the core of his soul. I am Avram, I am an individual. And this is even stronger than the normal feeling that a person has of his individuality. He kvar merakezet et kol ha'chaim el ha'pratiyut ha'ma'otit. He concentrates all of his life into his essential individuality, kefi midata achshara yoter amuka, the greatest possible, the deepest possible preparation, shishum koach hamshacha tiv'it lo yuchal liyot kacha ma'amik el hetragzut ha'ofyanit betochiyut ha'nefesh pnima ad kidei omek zeh lachush ulargish yafeh yafeh et kol hargashot ha'nisaim ha'gnuzim b'teva adam v'chol yichusav ha'chavivim ha'nogim b'nafsho. That this, nothing else, no natural deed, no compelling force could cause Avram to feel this purity, this polishing of his natural essence, like the power and the essential koach that the Yerushimayim did to Avram Avinu. In other words, Avram Avinu in English had such tremendous Yerushimayim. And because of this Yerushimayim, Avram Avinu was able to focus all of his being, because that was the will of Hashem, on his individuality. On Avram, the essence of Avram, his Shorish Neshama, who he really was. And no longer to take all of the elevated feelings that are in a person's nature, and everything, all of the kochos adirim, the tremendous kochos hanefesh that Avraham Avinu had, and we know he had a lot, because look at his descendants, look at what we've done throughout the doros, the Jewish people. It's all from Avraham. So he had tremendous kochos, tremendous abilities, tremendous powers. And all of that now is focused on being Avraham, Hineni. Yes, God, I am Avraham. So it was God calling him Avraham that made him Avraham. And then Avraham Avinu, being Migayes, how do you say that in English? Literally drafting, but marshaling all of his powers and all of his abilities in his tremendous years Shemayim to be Avraham. The more years Shemayim you have, the more sensitive you become, the more godly you become. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. And this made Avraham, this purified his feelings, and obviously got him a lot closer to God. Because when you have true years Shemayim, you become your true self. So we know that your true self is connected to God. So that's a purifying force. So that's the Hineni. The Hineni is being the true Avraham in order to be tested. Vayomer kach nad bincha et yichidcha asher ahavta et Yitzchak. He said to him, please, take your son, your only, whom you love, Yitzchak. Kasher kva uchana abba gadol lechol harikuz ha'atzmi. When Avraham Avinu was able now to concentrate himself, his natural feelings, ha'ruhi liyot mugash al yado kol oz ha'avah gdola shel av l'ben ha'uv. And now, we said, as Yerushimayim, so all of his feelings now are purified, and he's feeling such Avrahamness. He's becoming himself. All of his feelings, he's connecting to his feelings, to the deepest emotional part of himself. That's the Hineni, as Rav Kook explained in the previous Keta. That the Hineni is, I'm becoming myself, and that's what purifies my feelings and my emotions. And what does that is the Yiras Shemayim. So after now, Avraham is feeling Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to try to strengthen that even more. Strengthen the love that Avraham, remember we're talking about his natural feelings and his emotions, now that he's truly the Avraham of Avraham Sheba Avraham, who is a father who loves his son. So first he said, Kach no, please take Lashon Bakasha. That he should take him and bring him close with this fire of the love of a father that is stored like fire in his heart. And this taking should penetrate b'chol te'omei ha'nefesh al chidur ha'avah ne'lava. In all the depths of the soul, it should penetrate this enthusiastic love. So kachna, please take bakasha. I'm not forcing you. You should want this yourself. With the love of a father to his son. As bincha, you should know Avraham Avinu that when you're taking him, some say, by the way, that was the Nisayin of the Akedah. God never commanded him. He just said, Kach, no, please. You want it, you want it. You don't have to, you don't have to. But if you do it, I want you to want to do it. And I want you to feel that he's bincha. Ham yuchas lecha. B'yachas ha-kesher and nishmati yoter chazak. He relates to you. You have the strongest connection of neshamas. More than a father loves his son. Na'am Ravinu. Said it's been, when Hashem said it's bincha, he's your son. So when Hashem says the words, he's your son, what tremendous love of a father to a son Avraham Avinu felt at that moment. He's your son! Et Yechidcha, your only son, Shariku Zachayim HaPnimiyim HaNafshim Shelcha, Hu Haduk Bo B'Midah Yoter Yonah, that the concentration of your internal, emotional and spiritual life is connected to Yitzchak in the greatest measure. All of who you are, all of your hopes for the future, based on God's promise, are all in Yitzchak Avinu. All in your son Yitzchak. Imagine the love, the connection he's feeling. He's Yechidcha, he's the only one, your only one, not Yishma. He's your only one. All of your plans, all of your hopes for the future are in him. Asher ahavta ba'ava sechlit mitzad yoger ha'erech v'ha'ma'ala shel ben yakar ha'metzuyan b'ma'oto b'chol ma'alot nafsho v'chamudotav v'nizgavot. You love him, you love him in intellectual love, because you realize how special he is, what miles he has, what a wonderful child he is. Sure, after you love him, because you understand there's what to love. Et Yitzchak, Hashem HaChaviv HaKolel, Otzar Chaim, Nisayim Ve'orot Shel Simcha Ve'Simchat Oneg. This beloved name that includes a storehouse of light that's so elevated, and lights of joy and pleasure. Le'ava ohevo to'ava ne'etzala ve'amuka, to a father who loves him, this sublime and deep love, ad ma'amakei te'omeh she'chol chavei nishmato, until the deepest recesses of his neshama, he realizes what a tzaddik Yitzchak is. So every word of this nevuah that Avraham Avinu had makes him love and be more and more and more connected to Yitzchak. So we have 7 komos. We have 7 levels here, getting deeper and deeper and higher and higher. First, as Rav Kook writes, Mitocher, Das Kodesh Shel Dvar Hashem. Because of the fear of the word of God, because of Yerushalayim, Avraham Avinu went back to his most natural feelings, his individuality. And then, we get higher and higher, Kachna. Use your own free will. With your love, as bincha, as a father loves a son. Not only that, as bincha, the special relationship you have to Yitzchak. And then weiter, Yechidcha, he's your only, that all of your fatherly love is completely concentrated in him. He's your hope for the future. Asher ahavta. You love him. You love his milus. You realize what a special son you have. And then as Yitzchak, you realize how godly he is, how special he is, how wonderful he is. It goes higher and higher. So that's what Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu. And now do the Akedah. After all of this, wow. As Rav Kook writes on the tefillah that we that said in the siddur after the akedah, Hapela nitzchi shel nisayon akedah ve'ashpato al ha'olam bechlalu, the eternal wonder of the test of the akedah and its influence on the entire world is mipnei she'arat ha'chayim ba hasham v'chol miloah. The light of life comes there in all of its power, in all of its completeness. Lo haya yitzel av shum regesh tevi. It wasn't a father who didn't love his son. It was a father, the love was flourishing. Aval b'yidiya brura shekol achai v'chol amitale hakol nachon u'muchrach u'libater. But with the clear knowledge that everything alive, everything that is elevated is ultimately going to be nullified. Not nullified as in destroyed, but nullified like a drop in the sea. Uli kasher kesher elyon b'ritzono b'dvoro shel el elyon konei shemayim v'aretz, and to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShofet kol haaretz, who judges the whole earth, Avi kol ha'maasim. So it's not that a person is becoming batel, it's that he's connecting to true reality, to the highest of the high. He's only being batel in his present form, and he's going to a much higher form. Bahavanat dosha, with the holy understanding, shekol ma'aseh v'chol matzui kelohu k'nechshav mitzad atzmo, that every deed and everything that exists is nothing when it stands on its own. V'chol shivui erko v'gadlut mitziyuto einenu ki'im mitzad mitziyuto b'elohe olam koneh hakol. And any value, something only has value to the extent that it's connected to God who owns all, and then it has value, and then it has meaning. בשביל כך, גם הרחמים כלפי הבן היחיד, שיש להם כל כך ערך הדין מוסרי ומפואר עם כל חזקת מציאותם. And that's why the natural mercy that a father has for a son, and here we said, there were seven levels. There was the Chardash Kodesh of Bar Hashem, there was the Kachna, there was the Azbincha, Azbincha, father connecting to his son, Azbincha, the special connection to Yitzchak, and then Yechidcha, all of your fatherly love is concentrated in him. Shirahavta, you realize his milas. As Yitzchak, that he's godly, he's special, he's wondrous. So that was very nice. But Hem Muchachim Ayu Likavesh Kedei Lemalei Tavar Hashem for La'asot Ritzon No Velei Bav Shalim. They all have to be conquered in order to fill the word of God and to do his will completely. Ubazeh הרחמים בעצמם כלולים את המקום היותר עליון. That, the mercy, acquired for itself the highest place, ששום דבר משם לא ייקחד ולא יעדר. And now it has absolute value, because now it's part of the Ratzon Hashem. This is a rachamim that's all in the context of Hashem. ועשית רצונו של מקום, I've revealed the will of Hashem. Zoi ha-tchuna mekayemet et hakol, et kol ha-chayim ve-et kol ha-regashot, ve-gam et ha-rachamim ha-nechpashim atzmam, ba-alotam al-rum ma-alotam. That is the characteristic that gives everything life, all feelings, that's what gives everything existence. Even the mercy that Avraham Avinu conquered, everything is elevated to a much higher plane. So, sweetest friends, we've only done a few psukim. We're just at the beginning. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach to continue b'siyata d'shmaya. We should be zochet to elevate ourselves, to feel the Akedah, to say the Akedah, to connect to the Akedah. And that's chus. We should be zochet b'kar of mamish. B'bias m'shir tzidkenu b'meheru v'yameinu amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.